like the river rafters over on the Arkansas. They're always talking about the whitewater. That's where it's all churned up.
Okay. Got any wildflowers around here?
Oh, yeah. Buku.
That's a loaded question. What kind do you have? A couple?
The thing that comes to mind is the Colorado columbines.
Okay.
The blue, and I've got some right by the front door that come from Swatch Park.
I see.
Indian paintbrush.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite of all of them.
Paintbrush?
Yeah, Indian paintbrush. They're red, you know. And yeah. I have tried numerous times to transplant them to get them to grow out here. And they survived this last attempt for three different seasons. I thought, boy, I got it made.
Yeah.
But they're a parasite. And I even brought their native soil and all of the shrubs and things around there and thought, well, yeah, I've got it whipped. But I've never known anybody that could transplant paintbrush.
Uh-huh.
But Sally's the one that knows the flowers up there. She's got a flower book. And she loves to go in the hills in the summertime.
Yeah. It's pretty. Okay, I wanted to talk a little bit about terms about society that you have up here. The name for, I guess, a woman who loses her husband is what?
A widow.
Okay. Do you use the term bastard at all? For
what term?
Bastard.
Bastard?
Other than as a derogatory?
No. You know, you might, you know, that's the only way it's ever used as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about chivalry?
Chivalry?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had one when Sally and I were married.
Yeah?
Had to push her down Main Street in a wheelbarrow.
All right.
They don't do that anymore.
No, I think that's something that's
almost...
That's dated.
Yep. Do you see much... do you get much live music around here? Any bands?
Oh, not much.
Crestone.
Oh, that's Crestone. Great. There's quite a lively little area. And I guess over the weekend, one of those people was in the park up here with a... and I wasn't... You were there, weren't you, Sally?
I didn't hear him though. He was on his...
Oh, I see.
What did he play?
I think it was rock and roll at that time. Yeah, we had one young fellow, maybe two, but the long group could dance good. You know, they go out on the weekend. And 4th of July or Labor Day or Christmas time, they'll rent the community building. We'll have a community dance.
Great. Do you get any harmonica players around here at all?
Yeah, our neighbor next door. His wife, he's a minister, and Fema's quite musical. She plays the piano, and she got a kit and made a harp and taught herself to play it. Mm-hmm. And Sally went to the Baptist church a while back, and she played her harp, and Jay accompanied her on the harmonica, and that's the first that I knew he played the harmonica. But so, there are a few old-timers around to play.
So you mean a regular harp?
Harp. Huh?
You mean a harp?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A harp and a harmonica, that's interesting. You see any, used to see these a lot, I don't know if you do so much anymore. It's a sort of a long board, a kid sits at each end and it sort of goes back and forth like that.
What, a teeter-totter?
Yeah. You see those much anymore? Do they have one? I don't know that they have one in the park.
Is it a park here?
Do they have one? I didn't notice.
Yeah, I think they still have one for the kids up here.
Oh,
yeah.
And the kids at the grade still have it.
Do they?
Okay. Are you familiar with the word wishbone?
Wishbone?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that. Sure, we fought for them when we were kids.
And
we had chicken dinner.
Yeah.
See who got their wish, got the long part of the wishbone.
Long
when you
the
broke
wish?
It. Yeah, okay. The guy got the long one, got his wish.
Okay. If you're going to carry a heavy load... And you want to say that in another way, would you use lug, maybe, or pack, or tote?
Probably I would say pack, but I'd quite often say lug.
Okay. You use tote much? Is that something you say?
No, that's a southern term, I think.
Okay. What is a dude?